For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
What is up, everybody? How's it going? Happy Wednesday.
It is a going. And it is a flowing. The documents are a flowing. Okay, I'll give Trump that.
They are.
I was holding my breath, dude. I was like, okay, Epstein, those files were a flop. Come on. But as soon as Trump came out and he said it himself, JFK files are going to be released. I was like, okay, this might have some sway.
Well, I mean,
the way it did.
He was true to his word, I guess. I mean, he said they were going to come out. They came out. And
indeed,
they came out in, like, full, as far as we know, full transparency.
Not so fast. So there's several documents that are still, like, heavily redacted.
I did see there was, I forget what it was, but who was it? One of the chick that was the Luna chick or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Annalena Luna.
Yeah, she was saying that there was, she did find that there were a couple pages that were missing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So they're, like, looking for those, apparently.
I don't understand how pages go missing and how they all of a sudden just find random documents. Because I did hear that they were going to, 30% of the documents were going to be released again tonight at, like, 7 p.m.
Oh, really?
I haven't even followed up on that. I don't even know if that's true. It's like... Huh. What's going on? So just right off the bat, though, they're trying to pivot the sympathy card towards the CIA. If you can go to the bookmarks,
okay.
There is a video from Disclosed.tv. Police and SWAT had to respond to an armed gunman who showed up at the CIA headquarters hours after the JFK files were released. And so they're trying to, like, put this out into the ether saying, look, people are going crazy. I don't know if there's... Oh, you got to turn up that volume.
We're showing you a live shot of the headquarters of Central Intelligence in Langley, Virginia. That's in Northern Virginia. It looks like a police presence. There's some barricade up. I want to put that in the box. And as we know more here at Real America's Voice War Room, we will update you. But something quite odd... And we'll get up to date on what's happening. That's Langley.
That's Langley. Right, that's in North Virginia.
In the box. Central Intelligence Agency headquarters. Looks like a large police.
So, what up, Davey boy?
What's up? What's
you
up?
You got here quicker than I thought you would.
Dude, I hauled ass.
Pedal to the metal?
What are we watching?
Oh,
dude, so here's the deal.
The JFK shit.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
We had the JFK files. I was giving Trump some praise, okay, because he held true to his word.
Mm-hmm.
And the files were released. People were going through them. There's some crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot that we kind of already knew, but what I think is interesting.
There's a lot that most people already suspected. We're 95% like, this is what fucking happened.
Right. Yeah. Like our intelligence agency, the Mossad, all that shit.
Yeah.
All involved. But, I was just saying, like, immediately today you had the sympathy card the CIA is trying to get the sympathy card back into their court because all of a sudden there's an armed gunman showing up at their headquarters in Langley.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right after the JFK files were released. And so they're just doing this.
You said that they only released a portion, right? And they were supposed to release more tonight or something?
Yeah, what I heard, and I was listening to Jason Burmes today. And he goes deep, dude. He is a researcher. Like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Ian Carroll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the original Ian Carroll, okay? And so, like, this guy does, like, full-on documentaries and films. So he was saying that a portion of the documents were going to be released again tonight at 7 p.m., and I'm assuming that's Eastern time. Mm. So 4 p.m. my time.
So my question would be, was this armed gunman that showed up at the CIA headquarters a sympathy poll saying, oh, no, they're getting attacked because for all this? Or was it a threat saying, don't release any more shit?
Yeah. Well, it's just like Pizzagate, you know, where you had like this crazy QAnon guy go in and shoot up a Comet ping pong because of the frazzle drip and all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so they're doing this to make everybody look insane, right?
Yeah, but maybe. Who would they try to make insane over this?
You know, it would be like probably a conspiracy theorist. Be like, I know you tried to kill my president, but it's like, it is honestly something that we should be riled up against, right?
It's true. Yeah.
They're obviously going to emphasize the wackos that go above what the average person does. It was what you're saying on this. I don't think it's a sympathy. Like, the thing is like, yeah, you could say, like, that sucks for them. You know what I mean? It sucks for them. You got a gunman, but that doesn't change the fact that this shit's coming out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But let's be fair, too, though. This happened a long time ago. We said this before. I'm not saying they're not involved, but I'm saying most of the people that are in the CIA right now were not involved with JFK's killing. You know what I mean? Could be involved.
Well,
Wait. Could be involved with cover-ups. There's no doubt, right? Yeah. There's a lot of long-tenured people that probably have been covering this for years to protect the agency that they're a part of.
Well, so I listened to, there was a clip of Kash Patel talking to Glenn Beck.
Mm-hmm.
And Glenn Beck was like, the Epstein files, JFK files, what's in them? Like, are you going to release them? What's going on? And Cash was like, you know what? For the most part, it's pretty much already known. Like, you guys, it's not going to be a lot of stuff, right? But he did say that there is a portion of the documents, and you guys will see this because I have a video that shows there's some heavy redaction still in some of these documents, where Cash was saying they need to follow up if stuff's still ongoing.
Hmm.
Ongoing since the JFK assassination, bro. Like, I mean, that's like 60 years.
How could there be stuff still ongoing with it?
So it's like
cold case
shit. If you had a government involved, or if you had a certain like group involved that was funding this or helping to support it, maybe are they still funding operations in our government or clandestine operate? You know, I just don't know.
Yeah, it's hard.
He didn't reveal anything.
Or that faction of the CIA that was involved is still operational.
Yeah, so I'm like, we could definitely have intelligence operators who are still guilty as fuck operating right now. You know what I mean?
I'm talking about just the time frame, I guess. You know, the people that were directly involved with that particular period of time. You know what I mean?
Most
of
them, like George Bush Sr.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, what we're talking 63? That was a little fart.
Yeah, it was a little... came out of my lips.
He was killed in 63, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
63, right? So what I'm saying is anybody that was probably involved in the CIA at that time that had involvement with his assassination were at minimum in their late 20s, I'm sure, 30s, right. 40s, 50s, are mostly long gone. The issue is who knows about the files and understands, like, you know, if this is released, this could really fuck the CIA over. We need to hide this. That is also tampering with evidence, maybe you could argue. That's what's the word where you are hindering an investigation, you know?
Espionage? Or no, that's when you're like a spy or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's I'm sure they've been asked before for files and they've either hid them or put them away. Or to be fair, some people may not know. I don't
obstruction.
Know.
Obstruction.
Yeah. But think of the UFO situation, like the two, how they could be similar, right? Like, certain people in the government may know very well what's happening with UFOs, but not everybody's privy to that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm curious on what part of the CIA is privy to this and what's not.
Well, and not only that, but they do layering of disinfo where they have the truth and they have alternate truth one, yes. alternate truth two.
Yes.
And then whoever's telling alternate truth one, they know, oh, okay, so that's who you're getting your information from, right?
True that.
So they can kind of seed it back to who the leaker is and who they can trust. And
sure. And I don't know if you were to join the CIA tomorrow, right? Like, that's your dream. I'm joining the CIA. I'm part of this
Javi.
Thing.
Javi. We got to look up Javi's number and
exactly.
Give, you know.
Come but on, the buddy. Thing is like, when you come into it, do they really tell you, like, hey, welcome to the CIA, just so you know, we killed JFK? Like, probably not. You know what I'm saying? They probably just like, hey, that's a, if they ask, they're like, oh, that's the old stuff. We don't know much about that shit. That's,
dude, that would be wild if they just pulled you into a room and yeah. told you everything that, yeah. like, fucking they did. Listen, like, oh, my God, I've been waiting to tell you guys. Yeah. Okay, so we killed JFK. We totally did 9/11. Yeah. UFOs are real. We talked to aliens every day. Oh.
Yeah, that would be fun. Aliens killed JFK. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they busted out.
Yeah, you get in your orientation room, and you're like, you guys better sit down.
Yeah.
You're going to shit yourselves when you hear about the real shit.
It's like Tommy yeah. Lee Jones and Will Smith walking, going down the elevator, and then he just opens the door, and there's all the aliens. Yeah. Here's all the crazy shit they do. Men in yeah. Black, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, like, I think we deserve to know, and I think it'll... hopefully, like you said, that I can't remember his name already, but there are people that are really digging on this that can really break it down to where the layman can understand it, right? And that yeah. that's deserving by the public to know how it worked. And whether there's arrests that come from it or most of them are long gone, that may be the case.
Most of them are probably going to be long gone.
They are. But we also need to understand how it happened, why it happened, and prevent it from happening again. Because we've already seen modern shit where you question it. You're like, was any attempts...
and find out, because there's obviously different... I don't even know what it would be called. Like factions of the CIA or different groups within the CIA that are
good old boys
that are doing, you know? Doing like this group is doing this thing over here and this group is doing this thing over here.
Mm.
It's obviously there was a group
silos
that was responsible for this. It would be good to know if that probably not the same people in the group, but if that group was still operational, that probably needs to go away.
Yeah. So what happened with the shooter?
But
who the hell knows, dude? I don't even know.
Was he killed? Was he arrested?
Don't know.
Lee Harvey Oswald?
No, this guy right here.
Yeah, it was Lee Harvey Oswald's great grandson.
He's back.
Don't defame him.
I'm just curious if they
don't
said like
my grandpa.
Was he taken into custody? Did he kill himself? Did they shoot him?
Dude, like, I have no idea. I didn't even really want to talk about it. So that's just like. It's just one of those things that was sparking in the news because, and they were tying it to the JFK file release.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
But Chris, if you look at the post right below that video that we just watched, it's a video of Jason Burmis scrolling through the very first document that he downloaded to look at the new JFK file release, right? And he's just saying that it contains heavy redactions. Right, and he's just kind of scrolling through this in this video to kind of show you what's still redacted. Now, to be fair, what I've heard is that the document dump contains both redacted files and the non-redacted, so it's duplicated, making it even more fucking ridiculous to go through.
Yeah.
So he could have very well just downloaded the redacted one and not the open one.
Correct. Which, so that is a possibility.
I guess would make sense that they would do both, right? Because if they're being truly transparent, they're going to say, hey,
right,
here's all of it. And now with this one, you can see what they were trying to cover up.
Yep.
So what, you know, just because I'm unfamiliar kind of with how these are all broke down, I noticed that most of all the redactions come in the comment spot. What is the comment section of these files? You know what I'm saying? Look at them. It's all mostly in the comment section. There's like,
right.
Is that like an opinion? Is that like the person writing it? It's an opinion about that particular topic.
We would have to look at the whole document to find out. But, I mean, there's plenty of unredacted documents that show you, when they were going through to like find the areas that they did want to redact, and there's a little snippet at the top or at the bottom of one of the documents that says all brackets. So it says like these can be disclosed and all that stuff, except for the stuff in brackets. Right. And so people were going through the document, and that was one of the first things that I noticed is like, there's brackets around everything. Well, not everything, but around certain words and certain phrases in certain countries. And I'm like, ooh, does this mean that it's supposed to be redacted? And then, of course, you get the clarification So, Chris, if you look at the Simon Dixon post, and then it shows like a close-up of the like the portion of the document that talks about this, about the accept brackets. So it says, CIA has no objection to declassification and or release of CIA information in this document, except brackets, and then a Lee, you know, date and signature, right? And then right below that, you see the Israeli intelligence service in brackets. And so a lot of people were noticing, and I have a post from Stu Peters, and he's like super freaking anti-Jewish, like, really kind of fringe. But he has the source documents where a lot of them are highlighting Israel's involvement. You have Israel Intelligence Agency. You have a lot of stuff kind of implicating that Israel was also involved. But we also had this CIA orchestration of the whole thing as well. And there was one of the documents that talked about this payment to, I'm trying to find it. Oh yeah, right here. So we now have plenty of money. So this is at the bottom of the document. So Chris, if you go to Julian Conradson, this is one of the documents. Mm-hmm. 336, and you might have to open this up in a new tab so we can kind of zoom in on it. And so right down at that bottom paragraph, for the information of all offices concerned, blah, 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 advised on November 26, 1963, that he had heard that one, this name is like hard to read here, allegedly had been attempting to negotiate a sale of machine guns to one honor, what is that? Connor S. Escobar or whatever? And that the...
It almost says like a...
Echeverish or something.
Echeveria? And that Echeveria allegedly made a comment that day before the assassination of John F. Kennedy Jr. Or John F. Kennedy. He said that, quote, "Now that we have plenty of money, our new backers are Jews as soon as we or they take care of Kennedy."
Hmm.
And so this brought up speculation of like, what? Our new backers? So backers implying paying money, supporting.
Who is funding the operation?
Right.
I just like, I hate that it's, I hope it's not mostly like this where it's like supposedly made a comment, supposedly, you know what I mean? Like where everything's broke down like that. I'm hoping that there's some like actual evidence of like, this is what happened. Because if this was modern right now, and we heard like somebody said, supposedly Biden said this yesterday, or supposedly an anonymous source said that he said this, we'd be like, nah, I don't know. I don't, maybe, you know? But like, why wouldn't they just say he did say it? They don't have proof that he did say it? Or is this, are we just going to run with this?
I don't know. I mean,
it's in a document that was redacted, dude. So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, now that it's not redacted, I mean, who knows? But if you look at all of these other ones, all of these other documents, it's basically talking about the CIA under blah, blah, blah. This information was most part emanated from a liaison arrangement, which the CIA maintained with the Israeli intelligence service and from other sources under control of Angleton, blah, 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 right? So you had the CIA working with the Israeli intelligence service, doing things, and this was all redacted. And so you have to ask yourself, like, why was this redacted for so long? They wanted it hidden for a reason, not saying that that's the exact cause, but you could see that now that it's been unredacted, people are questioning Israel's involvement in JFK's assassination. But you also had other disclosures, right? So, like, JFK called Joe Biden a traitor. You had, like, links to, obviously...
I forgot that all of a sudden he's involved in this now.
Right?
Like, he was written letters where he was calling him a traitor. That's crazy.
Yep. You had ties to the Khazarian Mafia, which is like, what? And then this Gary Underhill, I don't know if you heard about this one.
Yeah, I have heard of Gary Underhill.
He was allegedly murdered after he was revealing that the whole thing, the murder of JFK, was a CIA operation.
Yeah, he was a CIA agent, and he left. Apparently, he left Washington and went to a friend's house and was telling them about how all this went down. And then, like, less than 6 months later, he's dead of apparent suicide.
Well, and his name, Gary, what's his middle name? Like, John Garrett Underhill is his real name.
The one we're just looking at.
So John Garrett Underhill Jr. is the guy's real name. He's also known as Garrett Underhill and Gary Underhill. He was a U.S. Army captain in the General Staff G2 during World War II, and he got a medal. But it's interesting when you look. There's like some Marvel guy named John Garrett, and it's like they're throwing it in your face. Like,
there's a Marvel guy named John Garrett?
Yeah, dude. Like, I heard that on a show today. I was like, are you kidding me?
Hold on.
John Garrett, like Marvel. Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah, so
SHIELD. He was a fictional character in Marvel Comics.
And he was a turncoat, right? So they're like making him a turncoat because he said that CIA was involved.
He was actually in a cinematic TV series of agents called SHIELD, portrayed by Bill Paxton.
Oh, Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
And Bill Paxton. So the CIA killed Bill Paxton. We just solved it.
God dang it.
Huh. Yeah. So it's kind of just interesting that you have John Garrett Underhill killed by the CIA, allegedly, because he was disclosing that the CIA was involved with the JFK assassination. And then you have Marvel Agent S.H.I.E.L.D. have a, you know, John Garrett individual who's a traitor, a turncoat. So it's weird.
Didn't we have a guy named Brennan in office?
John Brennan.
Oh, I was just curious if this dude's related to that guy. That's what I was looking at. I was trying to figure that out. See who it's from.
Oh, Mr. DJ Brennan Jr.
Wouldn't it just be funny if they're all just like relatives?
Which document?
Right, this one. It's right here. It's like where it says to and from at the top.
Okay.
I just always wondered if you, like, sons and shit get into office to protect the fathers, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Family business.
Because he was a piece of shit, right? Brennan?
Yeah, he helped, I guess, pay for the whole Russiagate stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he helped the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, he covered it up. He was a facilitator of the whole thing.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Yep. But one of the craziest ones, dude, Clandestine put this out. And this was a document that pertains to Operation Mongoose, where the CIA admits that they had plans for, quote, agriculture sabotage, unquote, by initiating crop failures via biological agents. So they were literally using the bioweapon on food, or at least they had plans to. And you know what's funny about this? Is I had a discussion like with my wife a long time ago about the Dust Bowl and just like the period of time where we just could not grow anything because climate change, right?
Climate change.
And I'm like, did they do that shit on purpose, dude? I don't know. Did they purposely make it so we couldn't grow food?
Maybe.
I don't know, man.
I mean, entirely possible. Who knows what capabilities they actually have?
Or the world just became a big dust bowl, and just climate change does happen, and we just have to learn how to adapt to it. Yeah.
What was the dust bowl from? Was that from? What was the reason for that? Like, what caused that? What did they say caused that?
I don't remember.
I'm gonna look it up.
Wasn't that like poor? Yeah, I remember how that was. There a drought, and then
The Dust Bowl was caused by a combination of natural and human factors that led to severe dust storms and widespread ecological and agricultural devastation. And prolonged drought, right? So they had no water. Poor farming practices.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Let's see. So farmers aggressively plowed millions of acres of native prairie grasslands to plant crops, especially wheat. These deep-rooted grasses had previously anchored the soil and retained moisture, removing them exposed loose topsoil to wind erosion. I mean, there's just a bunch of shit, dude. High winds, economic pressure, mechanization? So the introduction of tractors and machinery? I don't know. But, like, that whole thing was just, like, it's weird that we couldn't grow food, you know? It's just, like, think about that right now. Oh, did Chris have to go, like, blow his nose or something?
I'm not sure.
He had an allergy attack.
I don't know. He went by me and tapped me on the butt and said, I'll be back, dude.
Oh, yeah? I'm just kidding. His freaking nose is dry. He was like, so before I start, I apologize if I have to, like, a sneeze fit or if I have to leave. His allergies are so.
There he is. Go team.
You all right?
Sorry, yeah. My nose was leaking.
Oh, God.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
You should just should get a jar and just collect it and see how much you can get in one.
Oh, gross.
You know what I mean? Like a good inch of runny nose in there.
Mm. Wango tango, bro.
You can make a bet, dude. You know what I'm saying? We can.
I could put marks on it, and it'd be like, yeah. We could have prizes.
Yeah, dude. That's a good idea.
Bottle it up and save it.
Allergies suck, man.
They do. Yeah. It's the worst part of life.
There's a bug going around, too, I think. Got some people at work that are looking pretty shitty. I was like, dude, you got to go. Shit. I just looked at him. I walked out. I was like, you got to leave, man. You don't look good. Like, I might be able to make it. I'm like, no, you won't. I'm fucking out of here.
So, yeah.
That's that time of year.
So. I mean, going back to this agricultural sabotage thing, they were going to blame it on Cuba. It says in the document, such sabotage, which could clearly be made to appear as the result of local Cuban disaffection or of a natural disaster, and that we must avoid external activities such as the release of chemicals unless they could be completely covered up. That's what it says in the document. And that was all redacted. Right? Mm. So these things that are implicating our own government, other governments, about not even JFK's assassination, but this is like crazy ass shit about the Cuban Missile Crisis in Cuba and like blaming shit on Cuba and like Operation Northwoods. If you ever look that up, that's false flag to a T, bro. Yeah. Let's have something happen on our homestead and blame it on Cuba.
It's not shocking that they want to redact it. Obviously, if that was to get out, which it seems to be getting out, right, and has for a minute, that wouldn't look good. So you want to kind of hide that shit, you know? But it makes you question the whole thing. So anything going forward, right? And that's the issue that they're going to have is that everything now when this comes out is going to be questionable, which to a lot of people already was questionable. But I'm saying maybe to more average people that don't really know, they're going to say, well, like, is it? Is it really, you know, like, did Syria really do this, or did Iran really do that, or did Russia really do this, or,
right.
And so it's all questionable, which I think is a healthy thing at the end of the day.
But doesn't it like spark your interest on why they kept these files? And I mean, cause if it implicates your whole apparatus, burn the fucking things, like get rid of them. Like, I know they're all electronic maybe they can't now, but.
Because
I mean, like in 9/11, if you think about the Twin Towers,
yeah,
Building 7 that went down, I think that was like a repository for a bunch of documents.
Yeah, it was.
And they're just all gone.
Yeah.
So that part of history, whatever those documents contained, right? No one's ever gonna know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know if that's the end all, you know what I'm saying, to your point earlier. I'm not sure that those are the only documents. I would imagine that we have other backups. I feel like the government would obviously have some backups somewhere. I don't know why they wouldn't, unless they kind of realize that eventually somebody's going to ask, and then when they see that it was destroyed, kind of like Hillary Clinton, right? It makes you more guilty of the fact that you bleached your fucking hard drives, rather. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you don't have them because you bleached them. That pretty much tells you you're guilty. Maybe their idea was if they got rid of them and anybody asked in the future and found out about it through somebody saying something or leaked information, yeah, those were destroyed in 1972. It's like, oh, so you did it. Like, it's not even a, it's almost like a non-argument. Like, oh, so you were hiding it completely. At least with redaction, they could just say, I don't know why they redacted it. Here's the documents that we have, you know.
It's just weird to me, though, like that you're keeping these documents that would implicate you and your whole, like, the way that it's structured and the way that you guys did stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, you could say, well, that was us back then. We don't do that anymore.
Bullshit.
Right?
Like, prove that you don't do it now. That's my thing with the whole JFK and the CIA and whoever the fuck was involved. If they were doing that kind of shit then, and probably before then, they're probably still doing shit like that now.
Oh, for sure. To some extent, for sure.
So yeah. That would be the first fucking thing I would be doing, is I'd be going, what portions of this fucking agency are the ones doing this kind of shit, and we need to get them out of here.
Well, and that's what I think maybe Cash Patel was alluding to, is like, there's certain things that are still going on. And we can't disclose those because it's like
ongoing,
right? Like, it's still under investigation. Like, we might catch people doing shit. I don't know. That whole thing to me is like goalpost to goalpost, but I don't know how intelligence works. I don't know how long the game has to be played. So who the hell knows? Like, this whole, like, the largest sting operation in the world. That's what these Q people always say. And like, I'm like, okay.
Well, even if the intelligence part of it, that's a long game in itself, but then the court side, like getting things, if things are actually being litigated right now with it, I mean, that's a whole nother thing. Those things take forever too.
I think the one thing that I'm curious about the most is like, how much do they document, right? Like, how much actual documentation happens in a meeting or something that goes on? Because you always see in the movies, or just even like with friends, right? You always have like a group, if you're trying to figure something out, somebody obviously comes up with a really stupid idea. You see it in the movies mostly, right, where it's fake, but where they're like, even, like, why don't we just blow the moon up, you know what I mean? Like, hypothetical, right? Like, it's not really going to happen, but some idiot's like, let's just do that, you know? Are some of these things with, like, Cuba, those things, is that, like, one person's idea of, like, hey, man, like, we could, you know, do this, and, like, no one takes it seriously, but it's a comment that's brought up. Is that documented and then taken, like, 56 years later as, like, oh, they were trying to do it, when really it was one dude who was making an idea of like, hey, this would get us into what we need to do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I guess but what I'm saying is, it. I know. Well, yeah, obviously.
Like, if they thought it was just some random crazy guy spouting off an idea, they could just explain it like that.
Well, no. I'm saying in the time, like, if you were saying, hey, this is all the things that are being talked about, we don't understand the context of those things being talked about 60 years back. You get what I'm saying? So, like, I understand why they redact it. If this was out and they were just like, hey, this is what was brought up, it still seems crazy, right? I get what you're saying. Redaction doesn't make it look good either. But maybe they didn't want somebody to see it later and be like, hey, he wasn't that serious anyways, or no one took him seriously at the time. You know what I mean? Is that possible that could be a case?
Maybe.
I mean, I have to imagine these guys come up with some pretty crazy shit. They do crazy shit, and that, think of the stuff that they do, but think of the ideas that didn't happen, how crazy those probably were, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, if you read this, I mean, there is the group then turned to a discussion of number 32, agricultural sabotage. So that implies that there's a list. Number 32 on that list was agricultural sabotage. So maybe they're going over a list of how can we get the U.S. to want to invade Cuba, right?
Or how can we get the support of U.S.?
Right.
Yeah.
And then you have the next sentence.
At least 31 other fucking ways to do it.
At least.
Yeah, but my question is, where are those 31 other ideas? Because
They might be in this document.
They could be, right?
I don't know which one this is a snippet of. So,
but you're proving my point a little bit, though, right? That, like, there was a group of people. They say that. There's a group. We made it to 32 or whatever it was. And idea 32 was agricultural whatever.
But I was about to say, in the very next sentence, you have General Carter, who was part of this discussion, emphasized extreme sensitivity of such an operation and disastrous results would flow into something going wrong, blah, blah, blah. And then you also have this Mr. Bundy, who is the one introducing this, right? So I don't know who Mr. Bundy was.
CIA to shoe salesman.
Al Bundy.
Right?
Yeah.
We're just going to name him.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Wow, that's who this guy is.
Yeah, Chris, if you click into that, you can... Clandestine puts the link to the actual document right below that. So number 22 was submarine broadcasts. Huh. I just found that in the document. They're all kind of scattered all over the place.
Oh.
Yeah, you find them all over the place, right?
General Carter pointed out the reference to support of all Cuban exile groups.
Number 48 is impractical. Right. Number 50, cautioned that the results of number 50 actions to be undertaken by other hemisphere governments, would not be expected overnight. So you had Mr. Martin, General Carter, General Lansdale. But see, there's even redactions on this. General Carter urged that in connection with redaction, General Lansdale should be given more latitude in working up other deception possibilities.
Well, it's not redacted. It just says in connection with, and then in bracketed number 22.
But what he's saying is the bracketed stuff is supposed to be what was redacted.
It's supposed to be redacted. Yeah.
Oh, you're looking at a different part than I am. I'm on page 3.
So am I.
No, the page 3 of the actual document. So scroll down further. Scroll down. You'll see what I'm talking about.
There's page three, right there.
Yep. So see where it says 3 on the actual document, the old document. Yeah. Right. Right at the go down next page, right there.
Oh.
And then keep on scrolling.
Well, it said 3 up here too.
Yeah, they all say 3.
Oh shit! Then maybe this is a whole fucking book of 3.
Yeah, I don't know. 3.
But
4,
the
3.
Right there.
4.
So
it has.
Right there.
This is so getting the both unredacted and redacted one. That's what it is. That's why there's 2 threes and 2 fours.
Is that what it is? Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Okay. So this is one of those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this is unredacted and redacted in the same document. I thought they'd be separate documents, dude. So my bad. Submarine broadcast. That's fucking wild.
What would you be broadcasting to make a war potentially happen?
This is Cuba. We will bomb you.
No, I don't.
Is well, maybe. Cuban stuff? No, I don't think so.
Sounds very Middle Eastern.
Maybe they were saying submarine broadcasting that they would claim that there was a Cuban or an ally of Cuba submarine off the coast. Of right. The West Coast, or actually would be the East Coast, I guess, would be the most logical.
I like Greg's idea. They're just in the submarine broadcasting. The USA are a bunch of bitches.
Yeah. We're better at baseball. Cubans are good.
We have
baseball.
Shitty cars.
That's true. No, they have great cars, man. Those
but we love
great
Cubans.
Ones. The Cubans. Hell yeah, dude.
What cars? Oh, well, they have like the
classics.
Old hot rods and shit.
Yeah, 60s, 70s. They're still fucking cruising. I should tell you everything you need to know. I'm just saying. You know
well,
I mean?
It's because they can't get any other ones.
Doesn't matter. They're still running. That's what's wild. You know what I mean? they make parts for them, which is wild, dude. Yeah. They just make their own parts. It's pretty impressive. Yeah, listen, I'm sure that there was a lot of ideas, and without looking at all the documents, I'm very curious if they break all of them down. You know what I mean? That would be interesting because there's some real bad ideas in there as well.
For sure. Well, it just opens the door to the whole idea of what the CIA and intelligence agencies are doing around the world, even maybe today. Right. Like the CIA, this is the quote from the document. The CIA had plans to use bioweapons for regime change.
Yeah.
So it's like, hello. It's like bioweapons for regime change. Wasn't something happening over in Ukraine with mosquitoes and crazy shit and vials?
Yeah, you're talking about like
COVID-19.
Hey, man.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, I don't think it's
when all of a sudden far-fetched at all. Biden became president.
Mm-hmm.
It's not far-fetched, and I'm sure a lot of the same rules that applied then apply now. You know what I'm saying? As far as when you got a bunch of people who are invisible to the rest of the world, which is what they are, right? They're sitting in office. No one really knows who they are. They're not elected necessarily, and they can sit there and just, okay, guys, we're here. Here's your coffee. Here's your, you know, here's our taxpayer snacks that we get to eat on. We're going to sit in here, and we're just going to throw out ideas of how we can fuck shit up. Yeah. You're going to get some pretty wild shit. And a lot of those are probably ones that people were like, hey, that might work. Not bad. Not bad idea. You know, bioweapons. I mean, we want them to change. I mean, they're not going to change by just saying change. So we got to do something. That's what people just don't like. They don't like that shit. They don't like that there's people dictating how we're viewed and how other countries are going
to
be.
Yeah,
there
shouldn't be a room of fucking people sitting around working on ways to manipulate people.
But it's also, all governments do it. Just to be very clear. It's not just United States only. This is not a United States only thing. Russia does this. China does this. I'm sure even Canada has probably tried to. I mean, they obviously do this kind of shit. Australia. I mean,
Canada.
You name it.
They don't know.
Oh, look at the trucker shit. You don't think that they thought about, like, hey, listen, if we get backlash, let's just take money from their accounts. That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
They did. You know, so my point is shut like all countries.
I don't think they had a room full of people to think about that. I think they just did it. I think that's a natural reaction for them.
No, I think that they probably figured out.
They had a group, but they had a board of people.
But my point is all countries do it. And I've heard the argument previous was like, we have to do it too, and we have to do it better because other countries already do it. We can't be like the nice guy who's like, we never do that. Like, of course we do that kind of shit. The problem is like killing presidents, you know what I'm saying? Starting unnecessary wars. Those are pretty like dramatic, intense things that is really fucking with the system. And that kind of shit should never happen. It should be legitimate.
I mean, it happens all the time.
I know, but I'm saying it shouldn't go on forward, right? Like if a country legitimately attacks us, then we should say, yes, that's why we have what we have. So we can defend ourselves from those attacks. But seeing that they're actually like planning this out through fake attacks, you're not going to win anybody over with that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all preemptive warfare, and that's like what we're still doing today. We're helping other countries prevent wars by preemptively bombing other places. You know what I mean? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that this, I think, kind of will unravel, at least in multiple avenues or venues of this whole topic of JFK, but JFK did do the Bay of Pigs. I mean, he is kind of part of that history, whether he likes it or not, right? Didn't he sign off on any of that? Or did he not?
I don't remember, to be honest with you, if he did or didn't.
I wasn't alive yet.
So yeah, I was still... I wasn't even pre-cum, really. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I was... Ooh. My dad was born in 57, you know, so...
My dad was born in 63.
That's the year my mom was born. So she was a little baby. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or maybe it was 64. I don't remember. Mm. One of those two.
I don't know. Listen, I'm certainly not going to say that Kennedy wasn't or didn't have his corruption little ticks. You know what I'm saying? That he was involved.
He
with
wasn't perfect.
Things. Absolutely not.
Well, nobody is.
I think the truth of it is any time that you get into an office like that, as much as you're good and you may be wanting to make positive change and not be that guy, there just are things that you probably do, or I don't want to say have to do, but you partake in for the better of you get the other things accomplished as well, you know. And I'm not sure. There's just too many people. There's too many ideas, and there's too many things happening that I don't see how you avoid it completely. You know what I mean? To have some level of like, why'd you do that exactly? I mean, you even said with Trump, like, why were you cool with the jabs? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that about? You know what I mean?
Were, is,
true,
still
true. Yeah, I was more. Yeah, you're right. But point being is there is just some of those things. You're like, is that you're just. Did they tell you, like, listen, if you do this, we'll you'll get support for this, and that way you can put forth your agenda going forward on this particular topic? Like, do you have to make those sacrifices, if you will? I guess that's probably the best word I can think of. Do you make sacrifices in order to get bigger things done? So you give in to these corrupty kind of bullshit things?
Or there's just a larger organization running the show. And they you get in, and they tell you how things are going to go. And they go, listen... You won, but here's what we're going to do. You're going to sit down. You're going to have some executive orders. We're going to be doing this over here.
I don't know if I buy that.
Well, and I don't know if there's anybody actually sitting there telling him that, but we've seen it during Trump's
I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking
But I'm saying right. During Trump's first administration, we've seen how all the people that were in our government were just not telling him the fucking truth. And they were just doing, not telling him what was actually going on and manipulating things that way and getting what they want based on false information they were giving to somebody else. There's no reason to believe that wasn't going on for a long time.
I don't know that they're saying that that's what it is. I don't think you were saying that per se. But I also think that, like, there's so, again, it's so such a big government and there's so many people that, like, when he wins, then they sit in the offices of the CIA or the FBI and they say, okay, he won. How do we fucking derail this as much as possible? And those people collaborate to try to derail the system. What kind of what can we feed him that will distract him so he doesn't accomplish this? But we make him think that this is, you know, hey, but you did accomplish this. You know, those things absolutely happen. There's no doubt about it. And I also think, to be fair, humans, like, we just aren't going to agree on everything with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can like most everything about a person and really hate a couple things that are characteristic flaws.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
It doesn't, but I'm saying, like, the problem with, like, the Republicans and Democrats is, like, nowadays that you have to fall in line so much that if you sway off of a Republican idea or a Democrat idea, just look at Schumer, right? Schumer wants to get that CR thing. He's like, we should just pass it, blah, blah, blah. We can't shut the government down. The entire Democratic Party just fucking turns on him left and right. He's like one of the faces of the Democratic Party.
They want him to step down now.
I know, but my point is he went against the grain one time. I mean, the dude's the most Democrat, liberal fucking dude you can imagine. He went against the grain one time, and they want him dead. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just like Trump turning on Thomas Massie. I mean, yeah. Thomas Massie is like the way, like the perfect Republican. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as his voting is MAGA. Thomas Massie is more MAGA than Trump. Like... He like the way that he votes for making America better and stopping spending, stopping wars. I mean, promotes like stuff that actually works in our country.
I never dived into that. What was that all about? I know he put out a tweet.
He wanted to, he voted no on doing the
Bill to stop the government shutdown.
Yeah, the government shutdown the budget. Basically.
And, you know, and it's just like, Thomas Massie puts his mouth where, you know, the money or money where the mouth is, whatever the fuck that phrase is. Like, he actually does it. And like, and this could be him like grandstanding and like trying to gain whatever, but he was on Tucker. He was talking about when they were having the vote for Congress to be completely virtual. So that way anybody could vote wherever, from wherever. They didn't have to actually physically be there. Mm-hmm. Then he drove all the way, like 3 hours or something, like he said, or 8 hours. I think he said he drove overnight and he's like, I didn't even sleep and all this stuff. So I drove all the way to Washington, D.C. and I showed up and I voted no in person or something. And the way that he did that changed the whole setting. He's like, the entire Congress was upset with me because everybody wanted to stay home. They wanted to not show up to work and they didn't, you know. But he's like, and I saw what was happening, and I just came there and I said, no, there's no reason why we can't show up here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, when you look at just worldwide cohesion, like the shutdowns really kind of told a story to me, because there's certain countries that didn't shut down at all. And there's certain countries that didn't enforce the miracle medicine, right? And oddly, those were like some smaller African nations, and their leaders were all killed because they didn't enforce a mandate on the miracle medicine. And then you're wondering, wait a second. And one of the leaders actually exposed one of the tests by testing a fruit and a goat.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And they all of a sudden showed up positive.
That was funny. Yeah.
And he's dead months later. And it's like, you got to wonder why, like, there's this cohesion on everybody locked down, everybody do the same thing worldwide. That's got to, you got to have some communication there, and everybody's got to be on the same page. You're all following the same book. And I don't know if all countries look at the World Health Organization and the CDC as like the guiding light of this is how we need to govern our nation.
Yeah.
But that's how they all acted.
Yeah.
And so to me, I that said, okay, there's a global system going on right now. Like pieces are coming together all around the globe.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think there's some of that. There has to be. There's no way for it to be anything else, right? Like, for all these people to say the same thing and repeat the same talking points. Obviously, we have unions, like European Union, everybody. Those, it doesn't shock me that they all align, because they're all in cahoots with each other anyways for some quote-unquote bigger goal. Mm-hmm. The African countries, some of the smaller countries, is a little more surprising, I guess, with it. I don't know. I don't know what scientists they have, or what, you know, personal shit that they do when this kind of things happen. Do they have their own scientists that look at this, and or do they just simply read what the rest of the world, do they assume that the, you know, Americas and Europe, and they just have good scientists and this is what they're saying, so we follow their rule. I don't know.
Well, this is how asked backwards it was, because like supposedly China released it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the only like online DNA source code for the actual strain came from China. Like China provided the virus code in a file that everybody had, and that was the source of truth. And it's like, well, wait. So this country you're blaming on spreading this whole shit, and then they provide you the source of truth of what this is supposed to be. And so we all just go off of that. So like all of the tests, right,
mm-hmm.
we're testing for that strand of whatever, like that that source file. Yeah. And so I'm like, it's just like a catch 22. It's like, well, do you trust them or do you not trust them? You know what I mean? Because Donald Trump that whole time was making it sound like they knew what they were doing. China released this, all this, you know, like they did this on purpose, intentionally. And like the story was like, this came from a wet market, and then all of a sudden, okay, maybe it came from a lab, but it was accidental.
I mean, I don't really remember anything that they saying that they released it on purpose. I thought it was more of like this got out and they didn't prevent this from spreading. They didn't stop it or tell people that it got out from this lab. Because wasn't, I understand the wet lab, that was the early stuff, but wasn't it that somebody working in the Wuhan lab was infected with this and was released out of the lab and became a spreading situation? They did.
There were theories. There were theories, but none ever really kind of, there was no like conclusive evidence, because the people investigating the Wuhan lab,
oh yeah,
all worked for EcoHealth Alliance and like the Gavi Health Initiative. Like it was literally like the criminals investigating themselves. So it's going nowhere.
I understand that's a theory. I'm just saying, like, I remember that theory being one after the wet lab, the wet market situation. I don't remember it being a situation where China, like, they sent this out. You know what I'm saying? Like, here it is. I think what, at least what I remember was they were more upset that they didn't warn the world that this shit was spreading across their country and, you know, shut down the travel and all the other things that probably should have happened if it really was them. But of course, they're not going to want to take the blame for that. We wouldn't necessarily do the same thing, right? I'm not sure that we would, at least.
I do want to say that I believe there was a press conference with Pompeo and with Trump, and they said this came from China. We have irrefutable proof that this came from China. And then everybody was like, well, what's the proof? And then they did the whole, you just got to trust me. Well, we have irrefutable proof.
It did come from China. Like, what's the argument? It did come from China. Like, that's...
It's not, like, proving my point by any means.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, the Wuhan lab's in China, and that's where it's coming from. My question is, like, what was the... Was it the government spreading this out as a weapon, basically, right? Like, a bioweapon. Like, here's this disease. Yeah. I've heard people talk about that. There's no proof that that is the case or not, right? So, I mean, and Pompeo's... Isn't he a piece of shit, too? I mean...
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know, man. I they should have said something if they knew it was from them, but China's China, dude, at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we know nothing.
I mean, we saw the videos, man. I remember that very well. Like, before it even really hit us, we were seeing the videos of what they were claiming to be COVID. I mean, you remember this, the little fucking, the guy would fall over in the street for whatever reason filming. And then all of a sudden there was like some cartoon, almost like a clown show where they
pick him up,
you know, it's like, there's just wagons at every corner so that it falls, they can just, you know.
But bringing this back home, like, what did we just read in one of these JFK documents? Let's use biological agents to initiate a regime change.
Yeah.
Or to spark a movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what was going on in China during that time? You had all the umbrella protests, massive crowds of people out there protesting. Fuck if I know. I don't remember. I'm naive. What were they protesting?
I forget. I think there was big protests in China, but there was also protests in Europe, like the yellow jacket shit that they were doing.
Yeah.
What was it? Was it Hong Kong that was
protesting? Oh, yeah. It was Hong Kong.
Oh, was that the Hong Kong umbrella movement?
I don't know the umbrella thing. I'm not real. I can't remember. I don't remember that. But...
Yeah, look up umbrella protests in China. Because there were just like massive protests every day. And then those just went away. You know, like no more. And so you're like,
oh, that was
you're
during 2014.
Like, 2019, 2020 Hong Kong protests.
Hong Kong.
Were a series of demonstrations against the Hong Kong government's introduction of a bill to amend the Fugitive Offenders Ordinance in regards to extradition. I don't really know much about that.
So they would extradite fugitives or something?
I don't really know. The goal, 5 demands, full withdrawal of extradition bill, retraction of the... I don't know. Oh, retraction of the characterization of protests as riots. So they wanted to not be a riot. They wanted to be a protest. Release and exoneration of arrested protesters. Establish an independent commission of inquiry into police behavior. Resignation of Carrie Lam and universal suffrage from the Legislation Council and the chief executive election.
Yeah, I just remember these were massive protests, and you had them like 12, 13, 14 weeks. In a row.
Yeah.
And people in the government were probably really fucking concerned, bro. I mean, like, this is not going away and it's growing. We need to stop this because there's a lot of them and not a lot of us. And I'm just like, imagine if America would just stick together, you know?
Well, I mean, what did it change for them? I mean,
nothing.
That's the point. I know, but
everything was squashed.
If we stick together, the examples, not saying that it can't be, but the examples seem to be that they find a way to have you not stick together for long.
Exactly.
You know, and that's just assuming, right? Like, that would be assuming that China did this to stop the protests. Like, that would...
Well, it sure helped.
Well, of course it helps. Yeah, of course it helps, man. Of course it helps. But I don't know if, like, what did this stop because of COVID or did it stop previous to COVID?
Yeah, I don't know. I know.
I'm pretty sure it stopped like right in the middle of the whole thing because remember it started in 2019 over there.
Yeah.
And you had the videos of people like, falling in the street. You had like the freaking, what was it? Like the gas blower. Like, remember those like fumigator videos?
So apparently the movement started around mid March in 2019 and then it got large scale between June and mid 2020.
Damn, even mid-2020.
Yeah, it says the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic in Hong Kong in early 2020 largely silenced the protests. Mm-hmm. Tensions mounted again in May of 2020 after Beijing's decision to, promulgate a national security bill for Hong Kong.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah.
We talked about on the show way back when it was happening.
So it was a direct result of why that ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like biological reagents to either stop or prevent or to initiate a regime change. So it's like, what?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, is all these countries, this is not not just an American issue, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And, I would like to think that the people of China would do the same thing that we're trying to do right now, which is, like, investigate what the government has done, because we know that China's not great on a lot of shit. Are they as bad as ever? I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, we know that there's some things that are really not good. Uyghurs. I mean, we talked about that a long time ago. Like, that shit probably should be looked at some point of, like, what were you doing? Why were you doing it? But you can see that they obviously are okay with getting together. Now, my question would be, if that was an issue and it was never resolved, once COVID ended, wouldn't you think, and I know they're not dumb people, they're very smart people, wouldn't you think they'd go, like, hey, let's get this shit going again. You know what I mean? Like, fuck this government. They do, you know, this was all a lie. We're seeing all the evidence that this wasn't as deadly as they said it was. Like, we should re-protest. But why didn't they? You know, or is it just like, nah, that's old news.
Fell back into their slumber.
Maybe. Maybe.
Mm. Well, I mean, before we get out of here, though, I mean, did you guys have anything else to say about the JFK files? About, like, what do you think's going to happen? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know what else is going to happen until the rest of it's released, right?
But where do you think this goes?
I think there's going to be some smart people really diving into it, and maybe some stuff will come out and some names will be dropped. And
my hope is that some kind of change happens within the agency's realm, because that kind of shit can't continue, especially in our own country.
Well, Dan Bongino and Cash Patel are there to clean it up, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's the FBI.
Oh, well, they're going to come in wearing Spurs?
Yeah.
They're going to impersonate CIA agents.
Cash Patel.
Hands up, criminals.
They should make a song like that, dude, where instead of like the, it's a Cash Patel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To show him walking.
Cash Patel.
No, it's Cash Patel.
Yes.
Dan Bongino.
Yeah.
Bongino. I could envision Bongino. Trump coming out in a couple weeks, and he'll say, yeah, many people have looked at this document and we can't allow this to happen again. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, most of them are dead. He'll probably say something to the effect of, this is why we brought Cash Patel in, so that we can try to decipher where this is coming from and put a halt to this nonsense, and he's going to clean house. And then maybe he does. I'm not saying, because I'm certainly not putting anything on Cash or Dan Bongino. Maybe they come in, they really clean house, and they really kind of get into it. I don't know if that's something that those two men can do on their own in a matter of a couple of years. I'm not sure.
I agree. I think that it's like, you can't just hire one person to be like, oh, problem solved.
Well, they can make dents. That's a good thing, and we want that. We want dents to be made, and I think they can make real good dents. And now it's going to come to the next election. You know, after Trump, does it continue? Because if it continues, then we're good. It's going to slowly get better and better, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Yeah. If it reverts, well, then we start over again, because that's ultimately what happens.
I don't think it's going to revert.
Doesn't Bongino sound like something like a group of Italian men would like say when they're all like surprised or happy, like, we're having a son, Bongino!
Yeah.
Like, everybody starts saying, yeah, Bongino!
Yeah, dude. I definitely think so. Or
it's like
a
congratulations.
Yeah. Right when you come, you're like, oh, Bongino.
Yeah, well, Bongino.
Oh, Dan Bongino.
I'm going to have to try that next time.
Yeah.
Bongino.
I think that would kill all fucking, all sexuality and all fucking, they'd turn to you and be like, really? Right. You just yelled a man's name? What's going on?
Well, dude, so speaking about shame and pathetic men, I do want to play just one video real quick.
Okay.
So this is a tweet from Kevin Sorbo, and this is Alec Baldwin. Did you guys see this with him and his wife?
No.
Oh, my dear God. So this is them, like, talking at this Planet Hollywood, whatever, extra film. And she gives him the bitchiest fucking shut your fucking mouth until I'm done talking type of move. And Kevin Sorbo just says, I don't know about you, but I'd take prison time over that if I were Alec.
All
right. So just watch this shit.
The Ilaria Show.
No, no. I think we're going to see, you know, we're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going
to
be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
I'm sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out of the show. No, I mean, I think this is a really...
Bitch.
He looks pissed.
Look at him.
Show.
I'm out of here.
Very real.
And hey there, Rob.
Took a lot of chances.
How's it going?
I'm going to come talk to you.
We'll see where it leads us. We'll see what it feels like to have be out there, and then we'll see...
The gun was pointed at the wrong woman.
People like it.
Right. I didn't pull the trigger.
No.
See, yeah, listen, man, like... I don't know why you stay with that kind of shit. I got to be honest with you. Like, that, the level of, like, I don't even like him. It has nothing to do with that. Like, the disrespect, you would say the same thing if he did that to her. And I'm telling you what, if he did that to her and he's like, shut up, I'm fucking talking. Like, don't speak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The people would be out in droves. So who, like, look at this fucking the woman hating man.
Is his wife a celebrity too?
I've never seen her.
Hilaria? No, she's having her own show now.
Her name, apparently.
Hilaria?
Her name's Hilaria.
That's hilarious.
Isn't it?
Not. I hope the body's worth it, friend.
I mean, in that situation, like, you're like, who the fuck are you? We're here because of me. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, that would have been.
I mean, you know what I call this, though? Karma.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
karma's
a bitch, dude. Literally.
Yeah. Well,
a bitch, and you're married to it.
When you're in this kind of world that they are in, and you are into the feminist movement and, you know, that kind of shit, like, this is what you signed up for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So that's why he didn't say anything, you notice, and he just tries to,
like, how long
Bill!
How long has the Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez thing been going on?
Oh, God.
Like, that...
I think that's over. That's been
that
done.
That drama-filled Give him some
credit, though. At least he didn't, like, just cower. He was just like, fuck you. Like, I actually kind of like that. Like, you see her talking, like, you just be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and
God,
plus,
woman.
I was going to say, like, out of that relationship, we got the best memes in the world.
True.
Like,
right. Yeah,
Ben Affleck looking fucking miserable.
Like, yeah.
Fuck.
I love that. Dude, that was...
Or, like, the one when he opens the car door for her
and then just fucking slams
it shut.
He
walks around the car like, fuck.
I know
life.
She's like, I'm not saying she's a bad looking woman. I think, like, arguably, especially years and years and years ago, most would say that she was a beautiful fucking woman. You know
Santeria.
What I'm saying? Damn, there's just certain things that aren't worth it. And that would be one of those people where she had that documentary and it was just cringy as fuck. And you're like, it is not worth all that package. It doesn't matter how gorgeous you are, what kind of ass you have, how much money you have, fucking run, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you just... And that poor dude, he put up with it longer than most.
Well, he went back, too, I think. Didn't they, like, split up for a couple years and then he went back?
I was going to say...
It must have been going good.
There's plenty of videos of him being a fucking douche.
Oh, yeah. Too. Oh, don't get me wrong.
I'm sure most of those fucking people, woman or man, in that fucking realm of people that are just douches.
I'm curious if he was douchey because of her or douchey before. I don't really remember. And I wasn't ever like a huge Affleck fan to begin with, but was he always a douchebag or did she create the douche? Because I'm just saying she is absolutely ruthless and ridiculous. So that could also be like, hey, I'm a nice guy, but fuck, I was pushed beyond my bounds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was that Bill Burr. What's that Bill Burr comedy? He's like, you never punch a girl. Like, you never remember. I don't condone punching women. That's crazy. But he always says, like, what do you mean you would never? So if they came up and they did X, Y, Z, like, you wouldn't consider punching a girl? Like, yes, you would. Like, of course you would. And he didn't, supposedly, right? Like, I don't think he ever punched the old Lopez.
I don't know.
The old Lopez.
Don't know.
Yeah, just got to run, dude. Hollywood's bad. That's bad for him. I'm sorry.
Well, he did kill a woman. Yeah, I mean, Danielson, he shot a woman dead. So
you can get away with that. You can get away with that in Hollywood. That's fine.
I can see in court.
Caitlyn Jenner killed a person.
He's like, I'm sorry, it was insanity. I thought it was my wife. I had a moment of rage.
Red.
Yeah,
his wife.
I saw her.
Pulled the trigger.
Yeah, she looked at me and said, "Shut the fuck up, you idiot." I just fucking. I had to go.
I heard her voice and I pulled the trigger.
I saw a lime green dress and just fucking immediately went into a rage.
Yeah,
dude. Listen, I don't like him, but I do feel bad that he's with that because no woman deserves a guy that treats him like that, and no guy deserves a woman that treats
you could him have like a that. Wife that tries to kill you. That would be worse.
That's true, dude. Yeah.
That Ghost Adventures guy.
She sounds like somebody that
tried to hire a hitman on him.
Oh, that's true, dude. Yeah, yeah. Aaron. She's definitely poisoning him. No, I'll bet you. He'll die soon.
That's why he thinks he's haunted.
Because I'm talking about this dude. Baldwin.
Oh. Talking about Alec.
She definitely puts a little something in his fucking morning coffee. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I need that money. All right?
Yep.
That
she Baldwin just wants money. Him dead.
Yeah, probably.
For sure, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
That's good, man.
Good show, guys.
Yeah, good show.
Crazy times, man. Crazy times.
Very crazy.
Happy Wednesday. Happy, happy Wednesday. Friday, got the call-in show. If you guys are not a member of the Patreon, please get on because it's a call. Call-in, right? Not Zoom party. Call-in.
Yep. It is a call-in show.
Call-in show. All right. So we'll see you then, guys.
Indeed.
Bye. Peace. Later.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.